Just this morning, Father Frank Wale was on UNZA Radio. This is a radio that is owned by the University of Zambia. And you know that University of Zambia is government-owned totally. So that is just an example to show that there's no merit in their allegation. I don't know the particular circumstances, but he seemed to have gone to private radio stations where he wanted to air his views or his programs. But private radio stations have their own code of ethics. But I wish to just dismiss outrightly that the allegation has no merit. We've seen opposition, they appear on our public broadcaster, ZMBC. They are covered by many radio stations. Remember, this is an expanded space now. We have over 68 radio stations countrywide, and Zambia is doing very well in that area.
There are also complaints that some journalists are being intimidated and harassed by senior officials of the government, and as such are fearful that there appear to be no press freedom in the country.
No. That's why I've given an example, for example, that Father Frank Walia, who's a strong critic of the president, was on UNZA Radio today for about 2 hours. So there's no merit in that allegation. For our journalists, they have a lot of latitude. They work freely and as they wish. Of course, there's some responsibility they ought to exercise, especially that they're a public media.
Some Zambians have expressed concern that internal party wrangling within the ruling party is affecting the functions of the government to address concerns of the people. What is the response to that?
No, that's not true. Government is functioning very well. There is no paralysis. There is no delay that is occurring. Government programs are underway. We are constructing infrastructure across the country. We are carrying out programs and initiatives across the country. The Minister of Finance will soon be presenting the national budget on 11th October 2013. His Excellency the President just delivered his speech to Parliament last Monday, you know, guidance for the country in the next 1 year. And all of us, all ministries, all departments, all agencies, all provinces are working very well. That clearly is an illusion.
What about these ruling party cadres who are demanding the expulsion of some members of the party, saying that they are affecting the functions of the government and have called on the president to remove them from party and the government to allow the smooth functioning of the government?
First of all, there's just an internal debate, and it's an internal debate we ought to respect. There is a democracy at work internally. As I understand it, there is a group calling for the resignation of their Secretary General. So how does that affect the running of government?